is the approval of the minutes of September 26th. I was not here, so I have to abstain.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of that date. Neither was I, but we can still make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
Neither was I.
I was here. I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? One abstention.
I'll abstain too.
Oh, two abstentions.
Myself.
Three abstentions.
Three.
That's made life very difficult that way.
Okay. Any new business to come before the board?
No, please, all right, needs.
Any old?
We have asked judicial?
Yes, Chief Justice.
Just say the Chief Justice.
Yeah.
The Chief Justice of the.
I've been in contact with Tom Scanlon, who's in
charge of the
boards.
Okay.
Boards and commissions in our state. He has reached out to me a number of times. Last time I heard from him was two weeks ago, asking if I have heard from this woman, and I had not. He's like, oh, I'll be in touch with her, you'll hear from her. Still haven't heard anything from her.
And everyone knows the history. Judicial is supposed to have a position on the board. It's judicial, correct?
Judicial, yeah, yes.
It's judicial. It's supposed to have a position on the board. That changed when we, statute changed when we obtained the position from Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. That was that year.
Okay, that was prior to me.
Okay, so that was a while.
Yeah, and I don't think that position.
And judicial has continually, I'll say ignored, either ignored or out blatantly refused to appoint them to the board. When it first came in, I just recall historically that they just sort of refused to appoint someone to the board. It wouldn't change our quota number, our quorum number, I'm sorry, but at the same time, having one extra person would be, you know, to keep that five here would be very helpful. Plus, it's supposed to be either that by statute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know how they just continue to ignore it, but.
So
are they breaking the law if they don't appoint somebody?
Hmm?
Aren't they breaking the law if they don't appoint somebody?
I don't know what the law it would be.
I'm trying to think what they call that now.
Yeah.
It's called mandamus is what that's called.
So.
Do your job.
Yes, yeah. So.
Okay.
That's just some historical knowledge on that, or historical background.
So, yes, yeah, so I've been here since 2013. Never was filled. Susan was here long ago.
Yep.
I'm missing the point of what's the deal now.
Well, we're trying to
just
get them. We've revisited that appointment, asking them again to appoint somebody.
I will reach out
and
to him tomorrow.
I'm working through the governor's office.
Yes.
Right. I'll reach out to him tomorrow.
Correct.
I see.
If anything's happening.
Prior to that, there were seven board members by statute. Then, and I can't what
Nine.
Year it was.
Oh.
Oh no! What year it was when they
oh, yeah,
when they changed the statute
me.
And added a rep from DEMIS and a rep from judicial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Chief,
that was
Chief Court Administrator.
Chief Court Administrator.
That's the
vacancy. Okay, Chief Court Administrator.
Mm-hmm.
Any other old or new business? Okay, I guess.
Motion to adjourn.
Next meeting is when?
October 24th.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Check.
2 weeks.
Okay, good.
Nope.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
I made it.
You, okay. And Greg?
Okay.
Don't turn it off so fast, you
dirty.
Just throw me into a spin. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned at
1:20.
Not bad.